Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I hope y'all had a good week this week. How many is ready to grow? Anybody ready to grow?
Yes.
Amen. How many know that promotion comes from the Lord?
Yes, it does.
Amen. How many know that if you don't pray, there's no promotion?
Amen.
Got to communicate.
Amen. How many know that when you start to pray, after you have received the forgiveness from the Lord and you've received them in your heart, how many know that that's the very beginning of coming into the things of God, the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
The very beginning. That's the first step, amen, of serving the Lord. And most of the time, that's as far as people get. And that's fine. You know, some people are called to a 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. And some people that are in the 30-fold actually they're pulling 100-fold, and they're 30-fold, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
The same way with the 60 and the same way with the 100.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We're not all called to be 100-fold, but we are called to be 100-fold in the 60 or the 30 or the 100. Amen. Does that make sense?
Yeah, all in.
So the next step that should be in your life should be seeking for the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Now, I don't go around and tell people that you need the Holy Ghost. I don't go around telling people that you have to have the Holy Ghost. Because I just got through saying some people are in the 30, some people are in the 60, and some people are in the 100. Now, a lot of people, you know, don't believe in the Holy Ghost, you know, and they don't understand the Holy Ghost. They don't understand the speaking in tongues. But if you don't pray and have a relationship with the Lord, what happens is that you stop up the channel.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
You stop up everything and you withhold everything that God's got for you because of what somebody's either taught you or what you've heard. You know, years ago I was scared to death to go in a church. I thought churches were church. How many thought that? You know, I didn't know there was a difference between Seventh-day Adventist, the Catholic Church. I thought everybody loved the Lord, and the way I was taught, you know, they were all the same. My dad was Methodist, my mom was Presbyterian, my grandma was Baptist, and my great-grandma was Pentecostal Holiness. So I had a whole channel of ones that I could pick from, you know, and go in. And I love, and I'm not knocking any denominations this morning. I want y'all to understand, I am not knocking any denominations whatsoever. In any point or view. I want you to understand it this morning. I love going into the Baptist church and hearing them people get up there and begin to sing. I want to get up there with them. You know, I mean, they can carry the tune and bring the heavens down, and I love it. You know. And I love going to the Pentecostal churches as well. You know, watching them run the aisles and, you know, and their bobby pins falling out everywhere. You know, and I've seen gold dust come out of their hair too while they're praising the Lord. They're shaking their hair and glitter. You think, man, that's nothing but glitter, but it's gold dust going everywhere. But you know, if you don't believe in those things, and the reason why you don't believe in those things is because you don't pray. Got awful quiet in here. Because when you pray and you seek God, what happens is there's a stirring and a hunger that comes up inside of here.
Yeah.
And you don't know what it is, but you want more.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Amen.
And that void in there, you can't figure out how to get that void filled. And that void is the Lord. And so, you know, I'm trying to press in about 9 hours of stuff in about 3 weeks here. But hopefully I'll get a chance. I'm sure I will, Brother Leron. Let me have a chance to come in later on to kind of fulfill some things in. But as you seek Him, He begins to reveal Himself to you.
Come on.
Amen?
Amen.
He begins to give you some understanding. Like, for instance, if you are here and you are praying, this may be a little confusing, so I'm going to try to fix this where y'all can understand this. If you are here and you are praying, and obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. Everybody know that, right?
Yes.
And the church is for the edifications for the saints. And I believe that people should get born again in the church. Amen. But without the Holy Ghost, a lot of people call it Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, you cannot receive the gifts of the Spirit.
True. Right. Read
it. You cannot.
Right.
If you are seeking the gifts without the Holy Ghost, because the Bible plainly states, Jesus said, when I leave from here, I will not leave you comfortless.
That's
yes,
right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost will teach you and lead you in all things and guide you in all things. But if you're not praying, you're not led by the Spirit. The only way that you can be led by the Spirit is if you're praying. Otherwise, you're being led by emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
That's right.
Amen.
You're moved by the world's emotion and the world's thoughts. And let me tell you something. If you live that kind of way, you're in bad shape this morning. Because people will lie to you, tell you all kinds of things, promise you all kinds of things. And sometimes us Christians are gullible. We'll believe what they say. No, y'all don't have to raise your hands on that
right.
one. I've been there. Because we hope that something good is going to come out of it. Amen. But the whole time we know inside, that ain't right. That's the Spirit. What do you think's telling you? It's not fear. It's the Spirit telling you, don't. That ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't go there. Don't believe that.
Amen. Don't believe that. That's right. And if you don't spend time, see, one thing the church lacks is prayer. We want to see things happen. We want to see miracles happen. We want to see the church explode. Well, here comes another bomb I'm going to drop on you. People quit fasting. And they got an excuse for an excuse for an excuse. But they want the power of God to come down. Now, a lot of people throw stones at me when I'm preaching, you know, when I'm teaching this kind of message. But this is the truth, people. You want to see God move. Fasting moves you out of the way so that He can direct you in the direction that you need to go.
Good. It's good.
Amen? No, I'm not getting on nobody. I'm teaching you this morning, so don't feel like I'm hitting you. You know, because a lot of people, you know, how did come up with the Holy Ghost and said, you got it. And I'm thinking, I got what? You might got something, but I don't want what you got. I want the Holy Ghost. Get your hands off of me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The Bible says be slow to laying hands on people.
Yeah.
You know why, don't you? A lot of people don't know nothing about that.
That's right. Yeah.
Because that person, you know, when somebody says, we're going to have the whole congregation come up to you, I run and go to the bathroom and slip out the door.
Yeah.
Come on.
I got enough hell.
Yeah.
I got enough problems without somebody imparting their junk on me and then having to fast 3 weeks and pray to get back where I was last week.
Oh, my.
That's right.
Woo. Amen? Now, I know a lot of people, that might hurt your feelings, but that's the Word. So if you don't take time to pray, you're being led by your own emotions.
Come on.
You're being led by what you think,
yeah,
how you feel, and what you've been through.
Yeah.
But when the Spirit of the Lord comes along, and you begin to pray, and you begin to seek Him after being born again, you should be seeking for the Holy Ghost. Amen? Am I okay to teach this in here, Brother Ron? I want to be sure that I'm not scaring somebody half to death, because I know we got all types of people in here. Amen? And, you know, frankly, I'm not concerned. You know? And if you have a problem with it, that's fine. You'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want it, let me tell you something. You don't have to have it. You like, if you like where you're at, and you don't want to do nothing else, then stay there.
Yeah.
You're not stopping my blessing up because I'm going on. You're not hurting me. You're not destroying me. You're not keeping me from receiving my blessing.
Come
the thing
on.
About it is, I got it. You got it.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's how it goes. So if you don't seek the Lord should be number one in your life.
That's right.
Now let me tell you something. The Word of God is a dead letter on the page. A dead letter. The only way that it becomes alive in you is through prayer. The only way the Word of God is alive, that will come alive in you, is through prayer. For instance, let's turn over here real quick to Psalm 23. How many know Psalm 23? I really get upset when people use this at a funeral. I just want to go up there and slap them. I really do. It's just all, I said, Lord, please let me go up there. You know, Lord, can I just go up there? Can I just help them? And I know why they're doing it. It's because the people in the auditorium that they're doing the funeral to don't even know who they are in the first place. Now, I'm just going to read a little bit because I don't know. I'll be here all day trying to get this through.
You got next week.
Yeah. Psalm 23, in the scripture, he said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Now, if the Lord is your shepherd, you're not going to want nothing but what he wants.
Right.
How many know that? People, let me tell you something. Let me just tell you something. This does not mean when you pray and you seek God that you are not going to slip up and do something. Am I okay with this?
Yes, you're great.
Because let me tell you something. If you ain't been through anything, you don't know anything.
Amen.
Bless you.
Glory to God.
Amen?
Yes.
Now, I haven't been where you've been, and you ain't been where I've been, and it may make your hair stare up on your head where I've been. But I don't want to be where you've been either.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Yeah.
I'm saying that, and I'm not saying that to say I'm giving you license to go out and sin. That's not what I'm saying. Paul said, I strive towards the mark of the high calling daily.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, I believe that he had a little trouble. Along the way.
Yes.
That's why I said I had to repent daily, because he said I'd done things that I didn't want to do, and I did them anyhow.
Yes, that's right.
I'm not giving everybody license to go out and do what they want to do. But if the Lord is your shepherd, you're not going to want. So how does he become your shepherd? Because when you pray, here's what happens. When you pray, hope rises up in here.
Yeah.
And when hope rises up in here, faith begins to believe for what he says. Now, you can't go out here to my truck and lay hands on my truck and say the Lord gave you for me to give you my truck. Now, if you want the check, the payment book with it, I'd be glad to give it to you. Well, if the Lord wanted me to have that, there wouldn't be one. No, that's not so.
Right.
Amen. A lot of people look at me crazy about that. Well, that's not so. I'll get into that later. But if the Lord is your shepherd, you will not want but what he wants. That does not mean you're going to walk around and not be any earthly good. Amen? That does not mean that you're going to be so spiritual that you know, when you walk down, you don't have to get, when you get in your car, you just, oh, Lord, just crank it up for me. Oh, I'm waiting, Lord. I believe your word, for your word says anything I ask shall be done. You know, a lot of people use that word.
Yes,
and you know, then they'll call other prophets to give them the prophecy out to somebody to prophesy the right word to them.
Yeah.
Anyway, we won't get in that message there now, will we?
Uh-huh.
But when hope rises up and faith begins to bubble up inside of you, you begin to see with 20/20 vision in the spirit.
That's right.
How many women this morning? I don't want to lose anybody. So when you begin to see that, a lot of people, all they can see is just this small thing right here. And if you are here with that small thing, and didn't I say in the beginning, obedience is better than sacrifice? The Lord moves us from glory to glory, from realm to realm. But there are seasons in our lives. As we grow in the things of God, sometimes we have to go here to be here.
Right.
But we're still here. Everybody get that? So what happens is we begin to get comfortable, like the children did in the wilderness. Several things, and I think I've preached this here before, several things happened when they crossed over the Red Sea. The Lord had to do it because of our flesh, man. Wasn't none of us in here flesh? We've arrived. I don't see any ghost in here, do we? Anyway, what happens is when they crossed over the Red Sea, the enemy that was tormenting them, that thing that was destroying them before, was no more to be had over here. But over here, come on now. Over here they was, get me out of here, get me out of here, get me out of here, get me out of here. So they had to go over here to get to here. And when they crossed over, the Lord had to make the seas come back and drown the army that was trying to keep them in bondage. You know, people try to keep you in bondage to something.
Oh, yeah.
And hold on and pull you.
Yeah.
You know, I don't call a whole lot of people to pray for me.
That's right. Come on.
Because then I got to fight their witchcraft spirits.
Mm-hmm.
Their prayers.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't, well, you know, I don't believe in all that. Well, then you know, you must not be going through anything anyhow then. You've stopped praying what you've done. I ain't going to tell you. Amen. So what happens is, the reason he done that is because when they got over there, they had tambourines and praying to God, and that's what the Word said. But when everything started getting bad, they started doing what? We had it better over there.
That's right.
They had it bad. Boy, when we first started out the church, man, we got down slunk snot.
Yeah.
Well, praise God. You know, it still takes the same thing, but you're in another place now. You ain't in the same place you was. You were here there, but now you are here.
That's right.
You're no more now. You can't do it like you did there because you've stepped up. You've come into another realm of the Spirit, and you cannot go back to that.
Amen.
No matter, you cannot raise a dead thing up. It will not come alive.
Come on,
yes,
Lord,
right.
Preach it.
It's like going back to drugs. You cannot get the same feeling.
That's right.
And the same people you are around are gone. And the ones that do come around, they're off from some kind of little old thing, because I've done it, I know. Don't tell me you're holier than thou. I know what you've done. Hey, I'm human. If you're a man like I am, you've done the same thing. We ain't going to get in all that this morning, are we? So, he had to cause the seas to come in because he knew that they would want to go back. And it's the same way today. You know, boy, when I worked that job, I made plenty of money. But now here I am, I'm struggling. I don't know why I'm struggling so hard. I don't know why I don't have any money. I don't know why the Lord don't bless me. We ain't got nobody in here like that. Okay, we'll skip on that. You know, why the business slowed down. You know, I don't understand this. Well, you left your prayer life.
Priestess.
You hanging on to something that you don't need to be hanging on no more.
Come on.
The Lord's moved you from that place that you was at into another place with Him.
That's right.
He's trying to make you grow, so He's stretching you and just trying to get you into another place. But you're still hanging on. You're just, you know,
yep.
I get my grip here. I'll get down here and I'll pray some prayers. I'll get some people to agree with me. Well, you know what the Lord says? Hey, if you want to stay there, let go of the rope. Mm-hmm. There you go. When you get tired of it, how many sick and tired being sick and tired? Amen? And let me ask you, is it working for you? If it's working for you, I'm going to throw away everything I've learned. I'm going to come join you. Because see, when you're walking after the things of God, things are not easy. In the things of the Lord. You say, what? Well, let me ask you something. The gift of salvation, everybody says it was free. To me, it wasn't free. Because I went through hell before I decided I went to the Lord. Anybody in here with me?
Yeah.
You know?
You got to make a commitment too.
That's right. Make a commitment. Decide what you're going to do. And what you do, and what you want to do, you can keep on doing what you want to do if you want to, and stay in it if you want to. And you know the Lord blessed them. You know how I know? Because they walked around 40 years. And let me tell you something. The church is doing the same thing today. They're walking around, well, we're blessed. We're blessed and highly favored. Praise God. The Lord's just moving and nothing's changed. I ain't stepping on nobody's toes. I'm just teaching it now. All right, let's get on down here a little bit further. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. What are the green pastures, people? Does anybody know? It's the Word of God. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, which is the Word of God. Amen? He leadeth me beside the still waters. The still waters represents the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Isn't that good? He restoreth my soul. Well, of course, if you have the Word and you're praying and you're seeking God, the only thing that can happen, and the Lord is your shepherd, the only thing that can happen in your life is to be restored.
Yeah.
You can't walk away. Because the Word restores you. Anybody that preaches, anybody that teaches, anybody that prays hands, lays hands on you, you are restored. And not because that person laid hands on you, but it's because of the Spirit of the Lord that's in them. Amen. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Because the Word of God, there again, if the Lord is your shepherd, He's going to lead you. But how can you be led if you're not praying? You're still doing what you want to do. You're still seeking what you're seeking. You still want what you want. And when you get tired of all that mess and everything, you begin to surrender to Him and begin to give Him your life and stop worrying about what you think you should have or how much money you think you should have. See, a lot of people that when the Lord told me, I was telling somebody the other day, when the Lord told me to go full-time in the ministry, I had a brand new house. I'd never made that kind of money in my life. I'd only been married about a year. I made $52,000 that one year, and I thought I was rich.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I'd only made 20. I didn't even hardly make 20. I barely made $300 a week after the IRS got through with me, and then the state got through with me.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? And I still wasn't making it. Anybody like that?
Yeah.
Guess I don't know what I'm talking about then.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got offered this job, and I thought, woo, the Lord has finally blessed me. My ship has done. Come in. Woo, I was so happy. I was making about $1,500 a week, and I'd count them $100 bills out, and I'd get through. And they gave me money for... didn't wreck the truck. They gave me safety money, $50 on it, and everything that was that. I got $200 extra. Now, if I brought them cords in and them pallets back, I got $5 a piece for them and $3 for the cord. Boy, I didn't come in until 7 o'clock at night. I was last one in. I was collecting and putting up and saving that money and, you know, paying my tithes. Boy, I thought I'd hit the jackpot. Man, I thought, I'm blessed. And then I get going down the road, and the Lord said, I thought I told you to go full-time in the ministry. I didn't hear Him turn the radio up.
Oh, my.
And they were singing gospel music, you know. I just lift my hand, just praising the Lord, you know. You know, I said, I ain't listening to that. I ain't doing it. That was in October. November come along. Lord spoke to me again. I was going down the highway, and I said, well, Lord, I'm preaching on the CB. See, I was going to help the Lord out, you know. I was still doing my call. You know, so I get on the CB, get through preaching. You know, man, we had a good service on that thing. Had some good people. Sue didn't like me. Bless her heart. And then December the 12th come along, 1996, and the Lord spoke to me again. He said, I'm not telling you again. This is it. You either do what I tell you to do or suffer the consequences. And I said, but Lord, I've got a new house. I've never made this kind of money in my life, Lord. I've got a new truck. I've got a new car. I haven't been married in too long, a couple of years. If I remember right, been a couple of years. And I topped that hill of 85 doing every bit of 85, on 85. I come up through there, traffic come to a halt. And I put on my brakes on my truck, and it didn't have nothing in it. You know, it's better to have something in it than not to have something in it. All I could see was my trailer as I was driving. Going with me. I had the brakes on. I seen cars. I thought, well, I guess I'm going to jail. I pulled over to the side and waited on the state patrol for 2 hours. He never showed. And I said, well, Lord, you know, I'm going to go park it. And I'm going home. You know, what do you do? Lost everything I had, filed bankruptcy. Lost everything. Money was gone. Cars was gone. Moved into my mother-in-law's house with my cat and my dog and my new wife. A couple of years we've been married. No heat, no air conditioning. And I thought, Lord, what am I going to do? Well, it was, he was wanting to teach me his way. So he had to strip me of everything to show me his way. I like his way. But anyway, let's get on with the scripture. I'll be here the rest of the day telling you my stories. He restored my soul. He leads me beside the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Does anybody know what the valley of the shadow of death is? Not about dying. Your sins. It's the shadow of your sins. Amen? I will fear no evil because those sins are past tense. They're gone. They're nowhere to be found no more. But see, what I'm saying is the word is a dead letter on the page unless you have understanding. And the only way that you can get understanding is by the Spirit of the Lord. And the only way that you can get understanding by the Spirit is through prayer. That's it.
Right.
Period.
There's no other way. There's no shortcuts. And it's not a hard thing. The church has made it so hard that, you know, they don't even feel like coming to church no more. You know, everybody else more righteous than I am. No, you've got a chance just like everybody else does. I used to sit in the congregation, and I thought, that man ain't right. There's something wrong with that man up there in that pulpit. He needs to be out of there. He needs to be in the altar. He needs to quit preaching. I mean, I knew it when they got in the pulpit. I knew by the Spirit who they were. And they didn't like me. They wouldn't even come up and shake my hand because I was going to tell them.
Me too.
You know.
Yep.
And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, but it's just the Spirit of the Lord showing you who's who.
Yep.
And see, that's the point of it. The Bible, Samuel said, open the book of Samuel. I'm getting ahead of my message here. I really want to stay focused on this. But over in the book of Samuel 16 and 7, the Bible says that man, 1 Samuel 16 and 7 says, man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord said, I look on the inward man. Amen. In other words, when I come up to you and I shake your hand, if I shake Brother Ronnie's hand, I'm not looking at what he's wearing. I'm not looking at him unclothed, people. I'm looking at him by his spirit, who he is. And I already know, when you pray and you seek God, you already know by the Spirit. It's not to point them out and to make them feel bad. It's not to point out their sins or anything like that, because the Lord had mercy on you, didn't he?
Amen.
That's right.
So you should have the love and the compassion that's within you that the Lord's given you to help that person. Just because you know something about them in the spirit, you don't go up there and slap them in the head.
Yes, amen.
I've seen people do that in the church.
Yeah.
You know, but did you see that spirit on so-and-so?
Oh.
Well, why don't you go down there and pray for them? Don't be telling them that. Go rebuke them.
That's right.
Cast it off of them. You know, I had this one lady do that years ago. I'd sit in the back, and she'd come up and sit beside me. Some of the church people would. You know, I never did sit up with everybody because, I didn't mind that or anything. But I wanted to stay focused. I wanted to hear from the Lord. Mm-hmm. I wasn't playing. I played when I went out and done my drinking years ago. Mm-hmm. Lived behind people's houses, and a lot of people don't know my story. My family didn't want anything to do with me. You know, when I get up and preach sometimes, and I go to these other churches, I tell them right straight and square to their face, where were you when I was a drunk?
Mm.
And now you want me?
Exactly.
Because the Bible says plainly to go out in the highways and the byways and compel them in. He didn't say you're four no more. Mm-hmm. If you want your four no more, you can have them. If you want to be a star in the ministry, one of the stars out, people.
Nice.
So you ain't going to be seen.
That's good.
Hey.
You want to be seen in the ministry the whole time the stars are out of that night. So good luck and good riddance.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You ain't going to get patted on the back. Oh, brother, you've done so good. We just love you.
Brilliant.
You know? You know, I've had that happen. When they do, I'm thinking, okay, what do you want? They come up, Pastor Frank. Oh, I'm glad you recognize Miss Pastor. Okay, I need to talk to you. Anyway, we'll leave that there this morning. So, all right. When we pray and we seek the Lord, and I'm gonna go on over and finish this real quick. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Amen?
Amen.
So when you have this, the Lord comforts you with His rod, because He chastises those that He loves. So He corrects you when you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Thank God we have a God, a Lord, that loves us enough to say, hey, I know what you did, but I want to wrap my arms around you and tell you there's a better way.
Mm-hmm.
You're almost across that bridge, brother. You're almost across that bridge. You're looking back, but I'm going to tell you something. You're almost across. Don't look back. Don't go back, brother, because the Lord's drawing you. He's the one brought you here this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. He's going to help you. Hallelujah. It's not over, brother. It's not over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before my enemies, before me in the presence of my enemies, and thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely in goodness. What? Surely in goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. That don't mean that you'll dwell here in this house, this natural house, but in here you will dwell and have the peace of God when all destruction and everybody's losing their jobs and their cars are being repossessed and their lights are being cut off and the groceries are not coming in. The Lord will make a way. You'll have the peace of God in your life, because you know that His ear is not deaf of hearing and His arm is not too far to bring you back.
Yes.
Come on.
Come on.
The glory of God will rescue you and keep you and help you in the days of trouble.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Because they will be trouble.
Will.
Yeah.
And the reason why is to build your faith to believe.
Yes.
That He is working in your favor.
Amen.
Amen. How many know that's good?
Amen.
Let's read on over here to Psalms 40. I'm not going to get everything ahead this morning, but I want to get a little bit anyway started. This is normally about 9 hours. I usually go places prayer. Psalms 40, I'm sorry. Psalms 40, verse 1. Psalms 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. It does not say how long David waited.
That's right.
Let me tell you something. When we first come to the Lord in prayer, your flesh man is always first. You know how I know? Because can anybody tell me when you come to the Lord and you start praying, what do you tell Him? The first thing. What is the first thing you tell Him? Is it, oh, hallelujah, Lord, praise God? No. What is it?
Thank you.
I need. Am I wrong? I need. And that's the way we all supposed to. That's our human flesh. That's our human nature. There are three parts, but combined in all three can be happening at the moment of the twinkling of an eye. But when you begin to pray, and you begin to lift up your arms, the presence of the Lord, let me tell you something. When you pray, the presence of the Lord will rise up in you. Everybody's waiting for it to fall down, but you feel Him. He's rising up in us. He's not falling down. He don't have to fall down from heaven, you know, people. Anyway, a lot of people think He does. But, I mean, that's fine. That's what you think. Praise God for you. But He rises up in us because what happens when you pray? Hope stirs up again, like I said. Then faith rises up, remember? Because how can something happen unless you what? Pray. Amen. Does that mean I'm going to be discouraged? Yes, you will probably go through some discouragement. Does that mean I won't be depressed? No, it does not mean you won't be depressed. Does that mean you won't feel like giving up? I can't count the times in ministry, people, that I wanted to quit. Got awful quiet. I wanted to throw in the towel. Like the Hebrew children did. I had it better when I was a drunk. I had at least money in my pocket. And somebody had a beer and didn't have to buy it.
Right.
Got a witness in here. Probably get thrown out of the church saying something like that somewhere else. But I'm going to tell you something. Truth is truth.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
But doesn't say how long David prayed and waited on the Lord. So when we get to Him, we tell Him all about our needs. And then after we get through to Him, it's called the outer court. Mm-hmm. The outer court. And then there's the holy place, and then there's the holy of holies. But this morning I want to teach on the outer court this morning. A little bit about the outer court.
Isn't that the court of the Gentiles?
Yes. He goes on to say about the Gentiles, about us over in Corinthians. He tells us, y'all once were Gentiles led away by your own doctrine. In other words, you know, I'm kind of getting a little ahead, but I want to tell you something. When you begin to tell Him that you need something, people, if you begin to tell Him like you do your spouse or your mother or your father, and you begin to tell them how much, after you get through telling Him everything that you're needing, He already knows. He already knows what you need of. But He wants you to approach Him.
That's right.
He wants you to approach Him.
Yes.
He said, if you draw unto me, I'll draw unto you.
Yes.
Amen. And as you draw unto Him and start telling Him, I'm still a little kid. I'm like a 5 or 4 year old in the spirit. Because my daddy, if he told me he was going to buy me a piece of candy, I believed it. Amen?
Amen.
When you're about that age, your daddy told you something, you believed he was going to do it, didn't you? Amen? And that's how I believe about the Heavenly Father. Amen? People had lied to me and told me all kinds of stuff. But I'm going to tell you something. If He tells me something, He's going to bring it to pass.
Yes.
Amen? Because
right.
What I have is this. Y'all see anything here?
Nothing.
There's nothing.
That's right.
So His Word The spoken is a purpose. How many know that's good? So when there is a purpose spoken, the Bible says life and death is in the tongue. So when something He's told you is spoken, it just burst into a purpose. He says His word will not come back void.
That's right.
My word will not come back void. But when He speaks something to you, it just began to birth a purpose of what you're needing and a direction and a place that you're going. Amen? Isn't that good? So, and He inclined unto me, and He, what? He heard His cry. So, if you don't pray, He can't hear you, people. Well, I pray in my heart. Well, keep on if it's working. He said, confess with your mouth and what? You'll be saved. He'll forgive you. So if you speak to Him, you know, if you speak to Him, He hears you. I remember years ago, like I said, it's kind of hard for me to get off one scripture, you know, real quick, you know, what have you. But years ago, I don't know about you guys, I've been through a lot of stuff and I didn't even really know that there was a God. I thought I was just placed here just to do whatever. Anybody with me this morning?
Yeah.
No purpose. People, I couldn't even take care of myself. When I went and filled out my jobs at the end of the year, you know, there's 52 weeks in 1 year, I had over 100 W-2 forms to fill out. Number one, because my mind was so unstable and I was so depressed and oppressed that I couldn't even keep my mind on a job, and I'd work 2 or 3 days and just wouldn't even come back. I'd go to lunch and wouldn't even come back. We ain't got nobody in here like I'm the only one. I just go to lunch and not even come back. Sometimes I'd eat lunch and then come back and then I'd just leave. Didn't even clock out. Just left. Didn't even go back for what I even worked for. I probably got some checks roaming around now. I hope they draw some interest. I can find them. How many's been there? Show up for jobs, squalling. So depressed. Ain't nobody in here been that like that for me? I'm going to tell you something. When I'm talking about depressed, I couldn't even pay my rent. I couldn't even if I rented a place. I didn't even make enough money to even rent the room. Now, I remember working at this dog food factory years ago, and I was bagging dog food. Wonderful job. Just absolutely pleasant job. And trying to serve the Lord. And this boy over here, Brother Jeff, he was over here, you know, watching cow slop being cut in pieces and stuff, and Bill Jack dog food and all that good stuff. And I'm barely making a little over $4 an hour. And, you know, we go to the bank every week, get our checks cashed. He's living with Mama. He gets to put his money in the bank. And I have the sheriff showing up at my job site, garnishing my paycheck, and I'm believing God and paying my tithes and doing everything I know to do. And he's over there, this goop coming out. I'm climbing up the rough side of the mountain. You ever heard that song? I'm thinking, Lord, can I go over there and slap him? He don't even know what the rough side of the mountain is.
Bless you.
And going in there and put on a happy face. How y'all doing today? Mm-hmm. You know, glory to God. Big old fat lie. Well, I'm a believing God for everything. Woo!
Yeah.
You know? And you know, most of them in there were Christian people. And you know, I'm going to say this, and when I say this, I'm saying this lightly, people. I went in there, and they were, I didn't know the shop was closing up. And I hadn't been there but a couple of years. They'd been there a lot longer than I had. And they was giving out a service pay. I didn't know what a service pay was. Kind of still don't know how it works. I don't understand a lot of it myself. All I know is there's money in there. Well, long story short, they was trying to get me to quit. All of them Christians. Love the Lord. Oh, yeah. I'm just going to speak it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
One brother I preached with, man, he's about the same age. He's trying to get me to quit. His daddy was working there trying to get me to quit. The other lady was trying to get me to quit. The boss was trying to quit, get me to quit. Well, if my check was already garnished from the sheriff, if I go somewhere else, how many know they're going to come find you at McDonald's?
Exactly.
Or Burger King, and you have it your way then. Long story short, I said, no, I'm not leaving. This is what I told him. I am not leaving until the Lord tells me to leave. I am not leaving. I come over the railroad tracks that morning, the last day of work. Didn't know nothing about the servant's pay. Didn't know nothing about anything. I crossed over the railroad tracks. The muffler came off from the exhaust system.
Oh, wow.
Pow, 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 pow. Marietta, you know, you don't get away with that in Marietta. And as I come over the railroad tracks, the wheel went flop, and then it started wobbling. And I was just like, I just sat there and cried. I just sat there and cried. I said, now how am I going to pay for this? How am I going to do this? You know, I wasn't mad with the Lord, because I had enough sense to know He was going to get me through somehow. And I did not know how, but when I went into work that morning, they have a service pay of over, I think it was $2,000. And I went down, I did not know it, and I went down. Because it had to be separated between all them people. That Christian people, you know, that was going to try to take my money. They was trying to rob me of my blessing, people.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm not mad at them today. I still know some of them. And I still don't tell them. If they're in the room, I won't preach like I'm preaching with them, because I don't want to hurt them. Amen? It's not right. But I will tell you this. If you pray, it pays.
Amen.
It pays, people, to know the Spirit of the Lord, because after you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, then the gifts over in Corinthians.
Yes.
I'm going to come to a close, because I haven't got time to get it all in this morning. I'm trying to squeeze as much as I can. But and when you receive after salvation, seek for the Holy Ghost. If you don't know what the Holy Ghost is and you're scared of the Holy Ghost, don't throw it out the window. Find out what it is.
Amen.
If it's something you don't want, then fine. Leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
In a time and a season, it will come. And the church has got it so messed up with the speaking in tongues and when and prophecy and the you know, and somebody just spout off speaking in tongues. They don't know the difference between worship and prophecy and discernment and interpretation and so on. So it's because the people have not been taught.
That's right.
They don't understand. And so therefore, a lot of people scared of it. Because when I first walked in there, and I went to a church of God, they about scared me out of death. I was trying to get out of there. I thought these people are nuts. And I didn't know what they were doing. And I tell you what, if it hadn't been for the Spirit of the Lord there, I had prayed, I had fasted,
yes,
sometimes 2 weeks at a time with no food.
Yes.
And I ain't bragging on myself, but I did. I wanted the Holy Ghost. I didn't care. Let me tell you something. When I prayed, I said, Lord, I don't care what people think. They've already told me that all my life. Is it work? If it's work, you've seen me at church.
Mm.
I don't care how they feel. A lot of people told me how they feel. Made me feel even worse when they told me how they feel. Don't that make you feel better? Made you want to come back to church, didn't it? Yeah, oh, I'm coming back. Y'all see me. Not there. I ain't going back there. And then after that, they tell me all kinds of lies, all kinds of garbage. Amen? I stood outside on New Year's Eve night with the ice watching it come up off the ground talking about the Lord. That's how hungry I was. And didn't want to leave then when it got daylight. Amen?
Okay.
Because to me, there's nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
I must try everything else. If it's worked, send you out to church. I guarantee it ain't worked. But the only thing that caught me was this one man. And he was singing in tongues. I've never forgot it. I've never seen or ever heard anything like it in my life. And I thought to myself, Lord, now this is what I was saying. I didn't know anything about the Holy Ghost. And am I okay teaching on this? Well, make sure I don't want to go over, because, you know, I'm up under them when I come, because I'm not their pastor here. But I said, Lord, I don't know what he's got, but I want it.
Yes.
That man is close to God somehow. He may be an old man, and I was probably 19. And I said, Lord, I want what he's got. I want it. I don't know what it is. And I went up asking questions. A lot of people said Holy Spirit. A lot of people said Holy Ghost. Well, what's the difference between the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost? I want to know. Teach it to me. Show it to me. And then they said, well, it's the same thing. Well, how can you say Holy Spirit, not Holy Ghost then? If it's the same thing, if this says Ghost, that says Spirit, what's the difference? I mean, got confused like that. I ain't the only one in here like that, you know. I did graduate. I'm going to college.
Right.
Huh? I'm almost Dr. Singes. Woo! There's no stopping. It's not because I wanted the degree behind me. I just want to know more.
It's good.
Amen?
Yes.
If you don't want to, fine. You don't like it, don't want it, don't have to have it, shoot, get away from it. You want to be a part of it? Come on. But he had something that I wanted. And I wanted it. How many know what I'm talking about this morning?
Yeah.
I want more. Even now, want more.
Yeah.
I was telling the Lord this morning, where is it? Where do I have to go? What do I have to do? Show me. Because I want more.
Yep.
I need to know. Enlighten me. You know, cut some cords that I don't need and get them out of here. I don't know how to get there to obtain it. It's like being delivered. If you could deliver yourself, you'd done it, wouldn't you?
That's right.
Amen. We've done all of us.
Amen.
We wouldn't need it. But as I began to pray, and I'm going to come to a close. I really am. Give about 5 more minutes. Give my testimony on that. And I started seeking for the Holy Ghost, and I fasted and prayed for almost 8 months, people. And you know, I could have quit. I could have. And there was times I wanted to quit. And there was one time I was in there praying. I said, Lord, I was giving up. You know, I was right at the verge when I gave up. That's when I got it. When I gave up, I was trying to receive something. You got it, you got it, you got it. And I said, yeah, get your hand off. I'm about to twist my neck off. And I go back to the chiropractor and get it straightened back up. You know, well, the Lord told me to dump this gallon of oil on you. I said, I'd run out the door. I'm anointed enough. Then you go home and get greased up anymore. But as I prayed, and I remember praying, Lord, I want everything you got for me.
Yes. Amen.
Everything. I'm not interested in what everybody else is doing. If what they're doing is working for them, that's fine. But I know you got plans for their life, but I want everything you've got for me, Lord.
Yes.
Everything. I want to know, where do I go? What do I do? How do I be taught? Teach me. Teach me, Lord. Show me your ways. Enlighten me. Give me understanding. Give me counsel. And I remember years ago I was in a service. This woman came up to me, jabbed her finger in my chest, and I mean, she was pushing me back. And she said, do you know Jesus? And I said, yes, I know Jesus. She said, no. She said, do you know Jesus? And I said, well, yeah, I've been born again. She said, no. Jabbed my finger back in my chest again and said, do you know Jesus? And I said, well, yeah, I've got the Holy Ghost. I speak in tongues. She said, no. Do you know Jesus? And I said, yes, I know him. I preach. She said, you don't know Jesus. I went home pretty upset. And I went to praying. And I could hear from the Lord, and I went to seeking him. I mean, I was down slinging some snot, buddy. I tell you what, I want some prayers done. I don't just get up and start living, woo, hallelujah. No, I need some answers. I don't know about y'all, but when I go into praying, I want some answers. And sometimes they'll tell me, you don't want to know. And I said, then I don't want to know. He's told me some things. I said, Lord, you're right. Don't ever tell me again. You know, but I pleaded and pleaded and pleaded with him, and he told me. But I went home and started praying. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, you have man's wisdom. You have man's knowledge. You have man's counsel. You have man's meekness, and you lack all of mine. But Lord, I can prophesy. I can preach. I can get the word out, Lord. You lack all of mine.
Come on.
I had to go back again. You know, I could have got back that little old woman. But when somebody sees something, I go pray about it. You know? I tell people all the time, if you got time to gossip, you got time to pray. Amen? Don't tell me you're junk. Just pray for that person. Why don't you just fast for them? No, you're not going to, because you don't have to pay the price for them. Not awful quiet on that one.
Yeah.
Well, amen.
Yeah.
I'd rather talk about it. Well, so-and-so done so. Did you see what so-and-so did? Mm-hmm. I said, but did you see them come out with a beer? Well, no. I said, then how did you know they went in there to drink? And I said, besides, if they went in there and got a beer, did you see Jesus jump out of them? Well, come on.
Yes.
Well, anyway, I went playing. I've got 2 minutes. I promise you I won't keep you. But I want to tell you something. I went to praying and went to seeking the Lord for 8 months. And I finally told the Lord, it's a bunch of phony baloney. This ain't me. This ain't what you got for me. This ain't what you was requiring of me. And I went to a service, and the brother didn't tell me that it was a woman minister, and at that time I didn't believe in women preachers. You would have got me up under one. I do now, sister. And I got in there and I said, well, the minister's here, and I kept looking around. They said the minister was here, so they didn't lie. God, I love this kind of this Baptist guy to come up, you know, kind of have a little bit of a belly and a Bible tucked up on his arm, a black suit and maybe a tie about right here hanging over his belly, you know. I can describe it down there. But she got up and I said, brother, I appreciate you inviting me, but I didn't want to disrupt anybody or anybody's service. So I got up and started walking out the door. And she hollered at me and told me to come up front. Music done started. People playing guitar. Everybody was uplifting their hands. And she was walking around me. She walked around like this pulpit, just walked around me. And she had stopped. She said, you've been praying for the Holy Ghost. And I just kind of nodded my head, you know. And then she walked around there again, and she said, she whispered in my ear, and she said, you told the Lord it's a bunch of phony baloney, huh? I hadn't told a soul. I've been with her ministry now for almost 30 years, somewhere probably a little longer. And I'm going to be down in Rockmart again next Sunday night. And anyway, that night, she laid hands on me. And I was like, well, just go ahead. Nothing else has happened. I was like, go ahead and do it. That's what my attitude was. You know, I'd had everybody pray for me. But that night was my night. I danced in the spirit all around the back. My glasses, I wore glasses. Then glasses flew off, went somewhere. Somebody called them. And I'd be a jerk and I'd say, how do you stop this thing? You know, and I really did. And I'd stop and say, I'd start prophesying to them. And I thought, God, what did I just do? And I'd go back again. I think I prophesied to nearly 15 people that night. And didn't even know who they were. Didn't know nothing about them or anything about them or nothing. And I'm not saying that it's going to happen like that for you, but it can, because I didn't believe in it. But it's like I said this morning, if you don't want it, don't worry, you won't get it.
Amen.
If you don't pray and seek for it, it ain't going to happen for you. Amen?
That's right.
He will tell you places. I remember one time the Lord told me to go to this church one Sunday morning, but he said, I don't want you in their service. That's what he told me. He said, there are going to be two people out on the back porch, out there when you drive around the back of the church, going to be two men. You go tell them to go back to their church. And I drove back there, and sure enough, there were two men on the back porch, and I stopped, rolled down my window in my truck. I was in a little Ford Ranger, and I said, the Lord said for me to tell you for y'all to go back to y'all's church. They were trying to hide. They'd done received the gifts of the Spirit, and they didn't want anything else to do with the Lord, and they wanted to go back to where they came from. Don't think the Lord won't send somebody your way, amen, when you're seeking God, to give you a word. I was in Walmart one time. I'm trying to close early. I'm allowed about the time. I was in Walmart one time, and I was been praying about a decision that I needed to make, and I kept praying. I said, Lord, you haven't answered me about these decisions. I go down this aisle, down up here in Canton, and there's a paper written out to that thing I was asking the Lord for. Somebody wrote it and left it on there on the aisle. There's no way that's coincidence, people.
Come on.
Amen.
You can't tell me that. Because when you're seeking the Lord, He will direct your path.
Yes, He will.
And tell you what to do. So let's finish this scripture. Well, really the whole thing, I didn't get in it. He brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock. The miry clay and the horrible pit and the Strong's Concordance, if you look it up, the Bible says your ways are not my ways and your thoughts are not my thoughts over in Isaiah 55, right? So in other words, David's thoughts were as the outhouse to the Lord. Because when David finally got in the spirit realm with the Lord, what happened to him? Well, it tells us. He brought him out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay. And what did he say here? He set my feet
on a
rock. And what? And what? What else did he do?
Put a new song in my mouth.
He established. He gave him direction.
Gave
him direction. He established his goings.
Okay.
Ain't that good?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he established his going. He went to him in prayer, and then his thoughts was as outhouse. But finally, when he entered in, the Lord heard his what?
Prayer.
His cry. And then after that, he established his goal. He gave him direction, people. Everybody said, well, I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm waiting on the Lord. Well, read them Psalms 40. Because Psalm 40, there's no way you can be waiting on the Lord and not know where you're going. Because it plainly states right here, he established his goings on the way that he's supposed to be going. He gave him direction. Line upon line, like the word says. Line upon line. How many have enjoyed this morning?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Does anybody need prayer before I close out real quick? Anybody need anything? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Does anybody have anything directly that they need, a decision or anything they're making this morning? Yeah, I felt in the spirit there was somebody here this morning needing some directions on the decision. Amen. Hallelujah. Someone come on up here. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. There's the Spirit of the Lord. Can you come up and help me pray? I like a woman with a woman. Thank you, Lord. I see the Lord's already given you some instructions on how to do this, and you're just waiting on an okay from the Spirit of the Lord. And I do see okay. There's the Spirit of the Lord. There've been some things keeping you up in the middle of the night, or making you where you can't rest, some worry, and some. I hear whispers, people's whispers and stuff, and things. And the Lord said, "I'm cutting that off." The Lord said, "You listen to me, and I'll tell you what to do. Quit listening to what people are telling you. What the Lord said, I say, listen to me, and I will give you the direction and the way to go," saith the Lord. This brought you to tears at night. There's the Spirit of the Lord just all over you, sister. Hallelujah. It's been like you've been bound up with your feet. These people that's talked to you, it just sort of just shattered you and just kind of put a hindrance on you. And I just break that off of you right now. Would you run your hand up and down here just as a reference of shattering off the back of her and her feet in the name of Jesus? I just release that off of her, and I speak to that in the name of Jesus. Woo, there's the freedom right there, sister. I tell all of us. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. Lord, even make the way for her, Lord, where there's no way. Glory to your name, Father, Lord. Hallelujah. And I just see you taking Every time you start to take a step, there's something there.
Thank you, Lord.
Each time.
Yes.
Each time. It's just one step at a time.
Yes.
But as you walk into this, I see the Lord just preparing the way for you, sister.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And the enemy's tried to really bind you up to get you to believe something different.
Yes.
In your mind. And almost made it where it was true. You thought it was just true. But the Lord says it's not. Glory to your name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And hallelujah. 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 And I'm going to say this to you and Brother Ronnie. Be careful of other people's ministries. Be aware. Know the Spirit. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And they're not bad people.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just some people you need to be away from that the Lord puts up with you with.
Right.
You need to be real careful who you're connected up with.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
That's
Thank
just
you.
A warning.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I don't never tell people that.
Yes.
Tell me. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I need prayer.
Wow. Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Marching DC, I'm being attacked with worry and fasting.
Mm-hmm.
I feel confident even if I have to go by myself to the board convention or on the 50 days of prayer fill it right now. But I'm getting attacked about the march because it's a week after the convention and I don't know if I'll be able to financially, and now I'm trying to trust.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, and I do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little hard not knowing. I feel like I need to make a banner and see there is a march. And if God wants me to do that.
If you believe in your spirit that you need to be there, the Lord will make a way for you.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
You may not have it when you get
that. I have to allow God to plan.
That's it. And you'll know by the spirit what you need to do. Amen.
Okay, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I just see the Lord giving you some direction.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
It's like I see you with a book, you know, and you're planning things out, you know, but I just see the Lord scribbling that because you're trying to plan it yourself.
Uh-huh.
It's not wrong for us to plan things.
Right.
But I just see the Lord just scribbling all that out and taking a eraser and just wiping it out, and I see the hand of the Lord writing down the plan that you need to take. You're trying to take your plan. Okay, and that's not a review.
I'm being attacked. That's
huge. Yes,
that's exactly it.
Yeah, and you're just warring with the mind and the spirit what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And the Lord's going to give you direction. The one thing, take one thing and let Him give you the next thing as you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do the one thing. Try not to get the whole puzzle because in the spirit, the Lord's going to lead you in the place that you need to go. Amen. And I just hear in spirit, you're not going to be alone in this. Okay? Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. There's somebody that's going to go with you, and I don't know who this person is, but there's somebody that's going to go with you, and they're broke too. And
It's paid for.
Yeah. But there. But
I don't know
who's
going with me. And
yeah.
It's
but
beginning to make me feel alone.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But this person's going to go. Going to go.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. I'll stand on that.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you here. Hallelujah. Yep, God bless you.
Hey, I would like some, I'm 21 days sober
from my alcohol
addiction, and I had a really rough week this week.
I understand.
I feel like everything's trying to
pull you back in.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Let me just give you some helpful hints that might help you. And, of course, your church people here is one of the biggest helps that you get. But at home and wherever you go, even if you can't stand some of the Christian music, I tell people that because sometimes they can't stand to listen to certain type of Christian music. But if you'll keep it down in a whisper like in your house with it left on 24/7 somewhere in the house, what it does is it helps create an atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
In that home.
Amen. Yeah.
And it drives out those things because your home is your sanctuary.
That's right.
And where you lay at night. Amen. And you need to keep something going on in there to create an atmosphere. Not that you're trying to be more spiritual than anybody, but it creates a peaceful atmosphere where you're able to rest. Amen? Mm-hmm. Whatever, you know, if it's contemporary or if it's Southern gospel, I listen to it all myself, you know. I like it all. I'm kind of back in Southern gospel stuff, and I like a lot of contemporary as well, you know, only because I play certain instruments, you know, and I'm kind of like, I want to get up there and play with them, you know. But anyway, Lord, I just ask you, Lord, right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Lord, to help her, Lord, and lead her and guide her and teach her, Lord, and we just bind every hindering spirit, Lord, off her mind, Lord, in her mind, Father, Lord, Lord, and the people that's around her, Lord, I pray right now. Do you live in a house where you have a driveway? I want you to do something for me, if you can, and this is just out of faith and out of obedience. I want you to either, I don't care if you've got motor oil, I've done it before. I didn't have any anointing oil. I went and anointed my driveway across out there where people pull in and pull out.
That's right.
I didn't have nobody for 8 months come see me, and that's fine. Because I prayed, I said, Lord, if they're not coming in to help me, if they're not coming in to encourage me and be a part of what I'm doing, then keep them away from me.
That's right, yeah.
Amen? And I didn't have anybody come in my driveway. Even where I live at, they would go right past me and wouldn't stop. They'd go on down somewhere else. Amen? So if you've got some bottle, you don't have to saturate it. But you can just kind of do as you feel and say, Lord, I'm doing this out of obedience, Lord, what the prophet of the Lord said, because I'm going to tell you something, you know, that's going to help you.
That's right.
Because these spirits don't play no games. They're out to attack. They're out to steal, kill, and destroy. What? What are they out to steal? They don't care about your personal property. They don't care about your job. They don't care about the things that you drive or how much money you have. They're after your mind. Amen? They're out to steal your joy, to make you feel like that you're nothing and you're unworthy and you're not fit for anything and you don't have anything. You don't have anything to offer, but you do.
Yeah.
Amen? Amen? Are you wanting to do music? Play music? Sing?
Oh, I used to sing a lot.
You used
but
to sing a lot?
All that went away when the bottle took over, so.
Okay. Well, the Lord takes those things and reverses those things for the glory of God. And I just see you singing and praising the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Have you received the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Okay. Well, maybe next week. Pastor Ronnie and them can help on that and kind of clear up on that stuff. He's been teaching on that stuff.
Okay.
And I don't impress it on anybody. Only as the Lord matures you in the spirit to get you to that place. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And you know, I see you at home really discouraged, you know, in some things, you know, and wondering when things are going to change, you know. And the Lord's just drawing you what He's doing. That's the reason it's so hard right now for you, because you're so used to this way being done. But when it's not this way, you get very insecure with situations. Amen? You know what I'm talking about? And so...
Yeah, it's like I've been with the same man for 10 years, and when I decided to come sober, we've been speaking of divorce.
Right. Well, I have to let the Lord lead you in that. I'm not
the
final director in that
right,
department, because He could put everything back together and make it even greater than what
it was.
That's right.
Amen? And I've seen that happen many times. Not saying that'll happen for you. But you keep coming. Don't let the church get people's numbers, you know, because I see you in a place of where you've wanted to commit suicide a couple of times. And because the things didn't change. And I'm not trying to embarrass you.
Right.
I'm just telling you what I see in the Spirit. And if you get some of these people here, they'll pray with you. They'll stick with you. I know these people here.
Right.
They love people here. You know, I've never seen a church that loves people like they do here. You know, but the enemy, don't let the enemy take you, sister. You've got a lot to offer, girl. You do a lot to offer.
Okay, thank you.
Bless you. Hallelujah. Does anybody else need prayer before I close? Hallelujah. Glory to the name. I'm just going to wait a minute, because the presence of the Lord is wanting to do something here. Hallelujah. I just feel so strong. Hallelujah. When
Brother, when you were at the age
of 23, the Lord changed your life.
Yeah, he did.
Yes. And the hand of the Lord is still on you. And then you feel like you're not doing a whole lot right now. And I just see that the Lord help you. Amen. He's going to encourage you. You need to be encouraged. This message encouraged you this morning. Hallelujah. And things are going to change. You feel like things are never going to change for you. And you're going to be like this the rest of your life. You know, you just go day by day, just swinging every day. You know, just trying to get through the day. And even when you get home and you're tired, I see you sitting in your chair just really discouraged, you know, in some things and in some areas. And the Lord said, I will move. I will move and I will help you. Hallelujah. This is a new day for you, a new beginning for us, brother. Hallelujah. It's not the end. You felt like several times that things were done and it was it. This was it, and everything was over, and nothing else. Brother Ron, if you shut up and give him a hug, he's one of your own. But this, I hope this is okay. You know, people are hurt. You know? People are hurt, and we need each other. Amen? Brother Ronnie's got a lot of love to give, not that I don't, but this is his pastor. Amen? He's not, you know, I'm part of this, you know. Amen. And I enjoy coming here. You don't get a lot of freedom like this. But I see change coming for you, brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just keep walking with him. Don't give up. There have been times you wanted to give up and you just wanted to quit. You gave. Hallelujah. But I seen you at 23 years old.
That's what I
would say. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The presence of God is still here. I hate to close that. I'm trying to, but the presence of the Lord is still here, and I'm just going to wait on this. Is it okay just for another minute? Just for another minute. I'm not here to prophesy and show my gift off. I'm here to do whatever the Lord wants me to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I really feel impressed to pray for you.
Amen.
Power.
Yes.
Power.
Hallelujah.
Power
yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
By the power of
yes,
the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
I just see a huge, huge cloud over you, and it is gray. It is not dark, but it is gray, and it is just pouring. It is just rain that is just pouring down upon you, soaking you, saturating you with power and with knowledge.
Yes.
I just see it and more, and wind. The wind is blowing
yes.
like it's a storm, but it's not a bad
Amen.
Storm.
Amen.
It's a gentle storm, and
Hallelujah.
Rain is coming down, and it doesn't pellet you, but it's just soaking you, and the wind is coming and just filling you and wrapping you around with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That you may be even more powerful in this
yes.
season that is coming.
Yes.
It's almost
Glory.
Like it's slowly wrapping around you, almost as if it's a slow tornado, and that the power is in the center of it. But everything around you that's going around you is touching other people. It's changing other people in
Lord.
The spirit. Anyone that gets touched by the winds going around you,
yes.
it's calm in the center where you are, but I also see it expanding and expanding and expanding where people just pass by and they're touched by the power and by the Spirit, and they're changed and they don't even know why. But God is expanding your realm right now.
Hallelujah.
He's expanding your reach. And you won't have to move. He may keep you right where you are, but your reach is going to be, I see it almost like on those weather things where they show a cloud movement all of a sudden spreading out. It starts out really
Hallelujah.
Tight and just spreads out. And I see it spreading out over the country.
Hallelujah.
I see it spreading out over the country from where you are.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
I've got something too for you too, brother, is that the Lord says that he's going to send what you've been praying for.
Amen.
You know exactly what that
yes.
is, and that help is on the way.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Anybody else?
Hallelujah.
Anybody else want prayer this morning?
Hallelujah.
You got to want to want it.
Amen. You got to want
the prophets in the house if you want what it is.
He won't tell you.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Anybody?
Hallelujah.
Let's close your eyes.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.